What did you do on your 18th birthday? It's a big milestone, but it's also a day that contains uncertainty for many young people living in foster or residential care. In New South Wales, the state-funded out-of-home care officially ends when a young person turns 18. A campaign is advocating for all states and territories to provide an option to extend this care to the age of 21. The Home Stretch campaign states the termination of care by state governments at 18 years is not consistent with parenting that is seeing most young people remain home well into their 20s. To discuss this further, we are now joined by Paul McDonald, the Anglicare Victoria CEO and leader of the Home Stretch campaign. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Wonderful to have you on. I wanted to start off by asking you, what is the current system in place in New South Wales for young people living out of home care?
Yeah, well, for young people living out of home care, and there's about, around 1,200 young people each year who leave out of home care in the state of New South Wales. Under the current legislation in New South Wales, the state is obliged to formally turn off or stop or terminate all the resources that they were providing that young person when they were in care by the time they turn 18 or by their 18th birthday, if not before. And so that means all formal, you know, domestic, financial, psychological support, all the care that's been provided to that young person whilst they're in under the state care system, if I could put it like that, that support terminates prior to their 18th birthday, and then they're left to their own devices. There's some what I'd call leaving care support that the New South Wales government do provide to assist a young person leaving care, but it doesn't importantly continue the care provision, and that's what we're calling for, that the state continues the care provision that they were that young person was receiving whilst they're under care, continuing that as if nothing's really changed apart from them no longer being a minor because they're 18, 19 or 20, but for a further 3 years.
Now, while 18 years of age or the 18th birthday is the cutoff for many children living out of home care, to put it bluntly, the child protection system often prepares a young person to leave care at around 16, 17 years of age, sometimes even 15. Can you tell us about that and what the impact of that is?
Well, this is a very good question, Marlene. In fact, actually, in the legislation and in child protection policy requirement by the current New South Wales child protection policy system, that they are required to approach a young person on the turn of their 15th birthday to say, you need a leaving care plan. Now, imagine that, going to a 15-year-old and saying, you need a leaving care plan in 3 years' time. So what that does is actually psychologically disrupts the young person even further from their already, you know, recovering or coping from not being in the family home by being raised in the state. And the state says, at 15, we need this leaving care plan. Well, why do we need to go and trouble a young person of 15? Well, they're trying to actually make the transition better. The fact is, are young people, even if that plan was the best plan in the world, are young people ready to actually leave a care system at 15, at 16, at 17? And what you find in New South Wales is it's not at the cusp of their 18th birthday that the care is terminated. 40% of those 1,200 young people who leave care in New South Wales are 16. So these are very young people that the state has decided not to continue their court order through to 18. They've gone, near enough is good enough. Look, they're 16, 18, 17. They're, you know, let's start backing out of the driveway, so to speak. Let's start actually preparing them for leaving care. So at Home Stretch, whilst we note that the New South Wales government have a range of leaving care supports, or as they call it in their legislation, post-care support to 25, Now, that's very misleading. And, you know, they might provide, and what we've found out is that they do provide 3 months, up to 3 months only, of some financial support for a care leaver, and provides referrals to homeless agencies and housing support agencies, much like many of the states in Australia. There's nothing different going on really in New South Wales for the care leaver for, when it comes to leaving care, but they don't provide the promise, the obligation in a sense, almost the entitlement to a young person to say, hey, look, if you're not ready, we're happy to support you and your care in placement for another 3 years. There is nowhere in a New South Wales government or department policy that is written that they are prepared to care for a young person for 3 further years, unlike many states in Australia. And Marlene, could I say, if we did do that for those 1,200 young people, if we did do that, then we would halve their homeless rates. We would double their education employment rates. This is all the international evidence that has happened in relation to continuing care. It has great results for their well-being and growing into the young adults, successful young adults that we really want them to become.
Paul, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Marlene.